Previously on the Glam Gizmo.
I'm not accustomed to your friend here.
Harriet, she's the one who started this whole mission.
The Resurrection Blade. Hand it over.
I will never commit such a heinous act.
Whose side should I be on?
The one who gets hold of the Resurrection Blade. What on earth are you doing meddling with the Resurrection Blade?
The Celestial Race will never bother you again.
What do I have to do?
When he died, part of him transpired into something else, another form of living consciousness, a morally correct version.
Oh, him.
Nice to see you again.
I'll let you live where you can carry out the goodness that you want to achieve.
It's a deal.
All the unused limbs and bits and pieces have all melded into one, and it exists as a hungry beast with a ferocious appetite.
So you're saying that 26 different versions of Violet across the multiverse have forged together and created you?
I'm alive. I'm alive.
It's our move.
And who, may I ask, are you?
It's not as if we were just hanging out together.
Delighted to meet you, my dears. I am universally known as Professor Paradox.
The whole of existence will cease to be.
You're the Flicker?
Nothing can stop us now!
Once upon a time, there was light, and it was beautiful. It created everything in its wake, and it was good. But with light, there was always dark to balance it out. There was no clear given distinction. So one always went out to constantly thwart the other. Then they would attack back. Soon enough, the balance of lightness and darkness in this universe became misguided, and nobody was able to tell which was which. These two factions were given names, the Celestial and the Elemental Realms. Both were distinguished by their great power and law-abiding over the whole of existence. But that all changed when war was threatened on reality. Both factions believed that one should overrule, but as each realm gained more knowledge and power, the probability of outwitting one another became lesser still. And finally, after so many years of fighting, that war was about to be won, and their battleground was Earth.
I'm sure nobody will find us in here. I'm surprised that the Luna Park ghost train is still standing after all this time.
Now that you have me, what do you intend to do?
You do provide the unique power of bringing one back to life, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
That's exactly what I want you to do for me. Too long I have worn this disgusting form. I've missed what it's like to be normal.
How do you know that you were normal once?
I wish I didn't know.
Your memory was changed and altered by the Clockmaker, wasn't it?
But the meeting of others brought those memories back. I remembered the people I left behind, and now they're gone.
You want to start again?
I want to be rid of this hideous skin. Get out of here and not have to deal with any of these feeble people ever again.
I can help with part of that.
That was your hand. Now it's a knife. Is this what the process feels like?
This is me doing my bit.
You are doing me a service. Thank you.
Don't mention it.
I'm alive.
You're a person again.
Yes, and it feels good.
And now that my deed is done, I have to let go.
What's happening?
The effect only works once. Just once. And then it kills me in the process. Just like the sting of a bumblebee.
Isn't there anything I can do?
I don't have long.
Harriet, stay with me. Stay with me, please. I had a wife called Harriet once.
Did you?
She was everything. Who's there?
It can't be.
Casper. Oh, Casper, my boy.
It is you.
Casper. I'm so glad to see you. This is me. In my true form. This is how you should know me. The hellish form that I was in before is not who I am. I'm saved and I'm pure again.
What the hell have you done?
Things got complicated. I didn't know what would happen.
You killed her.
Not exactly. It's not as it seems.
I think it's pretty evident what you've done here today, Balthazar. And I think it's finally time you got a taste of your own medicine.
Caspar, you don't know what you're doing. Please, please, please don't do this.
Goodbye forever. I did it!
Oh, Casper, are you all right?
Wait, that didn't happen? But it felt so real.
It's this place. It has the ability to play tricks on us.
This isn't you doing it, is it?
Of course not, you fool. This is all the Flickerer. Slowly but surely, they're assembling their domain. We can't trust everything we think and see.
You're right. Who knows what could happen here?
What is this game board, exactly?
It's a part of the metaverse. Beings of interstitial power come and play with beings against their own will, as if they were competing in chess. But it seems we are the unfortunate game pieces.
Then how do we escape?
We can't. We have to play the game to get out.
Come. Don't be
How long have I been unconscious?
Long enough. What do you make of our surroundings?
Well, from what I can gather, it looks like a giant chessboard.
Whoever it is that has control of this realm is creating a mockery. A physical space created to fit their own sense of humor.
Reminds me of someone.
I'm not who you think I am.
Then how am I supposed to believe that?
The clockmaker that you know from this universe is no more. I'm the very last that's left of him in my universe, where everything was good, where I had no ill intention.
And if you're so adamant, what does that universe look like? Why is it so different?
Oh, it's a beautiful place. Imagine a universe where there was no war against the elementals or the celestials, where we could find order, peace, and exist in harmony.
You were, or you are, Casper. What made you change or devolve the way that you didn't?
The Professor inspired me. I wanted to follow in his footsteps, be just like him, possessed with the power of the celestial realm and practiced in the art of altering personal timelines.
Which, if I may say, sounds rather sinister in itself.
Haven't you ever thought what everything would be like if you didn't make any mistakes? If you were perfect? If everyone was perfect, and we conformed in divine intervention and created utopia itself.
The very idea is impossible. If we didn't make mistakes, we wouldn't learn. And if we don't learn, we don't grow.
And that was the mistake that I made.
What do you mean?
This war, this very war that ravages your universe, has seeped into mine. It destroyed everything in its wake. Celestials, gone. Elementals, gone. Every human, plant, fish, and thing that walks, gone, until there was me. Only me. Silly little old me, who thought was doing the right thing. And that's when I realized I needed to respond to the call. I couldn't be the last remaining semblance of living in a dead universe. I followed the call and found my maker, and very quickly learned how the clockmaker of your universe became so wrong so very quickly.
So you're here now. You're in a universe that's also on the brink of destruction because of two races of almighty formidable power. For what?
To learn from example. What about you, though? What brings you into all of this?
I'm lost, aren't I?
You were brought here by the Professor. He's dead now, and he's left you his old curiosity shop.
When you put it like that, yes.
What was he to you? An accomplice? A comrade? A lover?
That's personal.
We may be better off dead sooner or later.
If we get out of here and you are who you say you are, then maybe I'll consider telling.
Be careful. They're back.
They're just trying to spook us.
I should have known that a few cheap party tricks weren't enough to scare a pair of celestial beings. I should really consider upping the budget on my bag of tricks.
More to the point, we want to know what on earth is going on.
Oh, my goodness, don't you realize? I put you all here so you can't intervene with my divine plan! No celestial interference is occurring on my watch, baby!
You know better than to place us all here. Together, we're a match for you.
Oh, but isn't that the greatest thing of all? Where even is you? Oh,
you know something we don't.
That's right! And the fact that you haven't seen it yet has me in stitches! Oh, that bad. Go on. Try and do something. Anything. I'm wide open, baby.
Can't move.
Finally, I understand.
What is it?
We're not really here.
Bingo! Yupsie! What if they saw? Winner, 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 chicken dinner! You all a dream. Just wait until you see where you are when you wake up. That's it. You never wake up at all.
What do we do?
I don't know. There's nothing we can do. We're stuck in this dream world.
Hello? Is there anybody there? Can someone help me? I don't know who I am anymore. Who's there? It's a grandfather clock.
Not just any grandfather clock.
Professor Paradox!
The one, the only, the best.
I thought you died.
I have left the material world, but there are remnants left around the curiosity shop that keep me rooted to this universe. You and I are going on a journey back to the very beginning, where all this started. All of this dates back to one particular individual who funded one scientific research project. And as a vanity trap, the project was named after him.
Oliver Capel.
The one and the only. We must find out exactly what happened on that very night, why everything turned out the way it did, and then we may get a clue on how to fight this war in the first place. Violet, open the door of the pendulum and step inside.
What do you mean, step inside?
We don't have any time to negotiate. Now come on.
Oh!
Thing I want to know, why do you look different to our professor? Why wouldn't he just show up?
Based on the memo I received, your version of the professor is dead. He was poisoned by a deadly concoction administered by Buxton. That cursed insectoid.
Of all people, the professor strikes me as the kind of person who would have a fill-in.
A fill-in? I'm not a fill-in. I am very much the professor. Probably more than your version of the professor. I have my own universe, with my own bookshop on Celestial Avenue, and my own life there. Oh, feeling indeed. I'm very much a part of this mess, just as much as you both are, and I intend to get us out as soon as I can. Feeling.
What if we don't?
Don't what, my boy?
What if we don't get out of this?
Then I'm afraid we'll have to start getting very used to each other.
Guys!
Casper! What are you doing?
I stepped forward and I fell in.
It's quicksand! Or mud!
I don't care what it is, just get me out of here!
Try not to think about it. This is just an illusion. The Flickerer is playing tricks on us.
It looks very real to me.
Yeah, but... Help!
I'm trying, Casper! I'm trying! Yeah, he's gone!
No, he's not. He'll be back.
You monster! How can you just ignore the present situation like that?
Because we have to remember that everything is being tampered with. We can't just take everything we see for granted.
Then how can we trust what's real and what isn't?
We can't. That's the difficult part.
Light!
The game board is now a complete white void. The Flickerer is playing games with us.
I can't see. I can't see anything that's in front of me.
That's what the Flickerer is trying to do. So long as they exist in a noise-exclusive world, then they can do their worst.
Professor! I can feel myself disappearing!
This domain is playing tricks on me
again. I'm a worm again! What's happening?
You're progressing into your old form, it seems.
This is not how I want to be! I can't see you!
Gibbons, are you still there?
Oh, so sorry, Professor. I need you alone.
Oh, now you decide to make yourself heard.
I had to remove all the distractions first.
Distractions? Do you mean those two fuddy-duddies you stuck me with?
I had to scoop everybody out of the metaverse for the process to work.
What have you done with them? Are they safe?
As long as you're careful with your tongue.
Now it's just the two of us. What do you want with me?
Simply this. Your very being here assures one thing. It brings the war to a grinding halt. Brakes on! But enough about that. Time to move on to more important matters. Tell me, what do you know of the Grand Gizmo?
It looks rather extra.
A mansion belonging to a rock star would, I imagine.
Maybe this isn't such a good idea. We've gone back in time and we could hinder very important events that follow. Should we buzz the intercom?
Worth a try.
That certainly wasn't eerie enough.
It seems we've been expected. Here it goes then.
Oh gosh, more fans.
Not fans. I mean, we are fans of your work, Mr. Capel, but that's not what we're here for.
We?
There are things I would like to find out from you, personally.
What do you want from me? Can't a man get peace around here?
Mr. Capel, if I can, please, what do you know about the Capel machine?
How do you know about that?
I am a representative of the project, and I would like to ask you some questions.
You better come in then.
Oh, yes, by the way, he can't see me.
What?
I'm dead. You're the only one who can see me.
Gee, thanks for leaving it all up to me.
I'm doing the best I can.
Who are you talking to?
Nobody. I was just thinking out loud.
Right. Come on in then. I have to apologize. I wasn't really anticipating guests.
It's no issues.
I suppose you want to hear about the project then.
Yes. Well, more than anything. You're a rock star. A muso. You have sell-out gigs. Why sign up for a project like this?
My sales have dropped rapidly, unfortunately. It seems glam is out of fashion. I thought it would put myself out there for what was appealed as a good cause. You do think it's a good cause, don't you?
From your basic understanding, can you tell me what the cause is?
As far as I know, it's a device that generates a gateway.
To where?
To another place. Another world altogether. Maybe that's where I should go. Wait. Wait a minute. You're probing me. You're not from the research facility. You're a journalist, aren't you?
Surprise.
Oh, thank heavens. I thought for a moment you would have my head on the block. I have plenty to tell you.
You do?
Yes. This gateway, this portal, it goes somewhere else that isn't of our world. I've seen what it can conjure. I've been to that world and we can learn so much from it. Imagine if we harnessed the power of the machine and assimilated what was on the other side into our world.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
Why not? You don't know what I've seen. In that world is endless, raw, formidable power that we can learn to control. We could become gods among men.
I think you need to come with us.
I think it's time.
Is he dead?
He's merely sleeping. We need to get him out of here, where he's out of harm's way. If my assessment is correct, he's under some kind of spell that I've conjured.
Won't this disrupt, you know, the flow of things?
We can't think too much about it. If we do, we'll make your head go woozy.
feels like we've been walking for hours. Do you have any idea where we're going?
Believe me, I know just as much as you.
Are we ever going to get out of here?
I hope so.
Love that you, of all people, can't give a definitive answer. Hold on. Is that somebody in the distance?
You're right. It's two people. Let's see what they're up to.
Oh, I know who it is.
Your move, dear sir.
Please try not to patronize me.
Seriously, you're both in an unknown realm of unknown origin, and all you can do is play chess.
How else do you suppose we pass the time?
Well, Exodus, let's not forget that there's more to it than that. The chessboard miraculously appeared here at our convenience.
It did? Why?
Perhaps the Flickerer wants us to play chess.
Should we tell them?
Don't ask me, it's your problem.
Fine.
What are you telling us?
Well, Exodus here can tell you that he created the Flickerer.
You did?
It's not as simple as that. I wasn't responsible for its being here.
Then would you care to explain why it is here?
It dates back to my civil war with my good foe Serenity here. We tried all kinds of experiments to outdo one another.
May I correct? You tried many experiments?
We were born to fight each other, and you know it. Ever since we were selected by the High Order as children, we were allocated with the disciplines of dark and light. Anyhow, I knew I had to really outdo Genesis here.
Not to neglect as well your horde of travesties and monsters you had created.
Using our power to dip between different realities and universes, I met a lone member of the Adaxis that had been decimated almost completely. They no longer existed in the material world, but the only clear thing they had left was a conscience, a mind. I harvested their brain and transfused it with raw sound energy. I amplified it as high as it would go in the process, merged the elements of sound and conscience together. The raw power at my command was enough to invade one's mind. Enough to invade a whole army of minds, even. And I did just that, until it was just myself and Genesis left on the battlefield. But as I was banished from the celestial realm, so were my creations. I tried to reason with the Flickerer, but they would not listen to me. So they disappeared, across worlds and through portals, eventually taking on many forms. They would warp the truth and make people think they were voices on the other end of the telephone, the trustworthy voice on a radio, or worse still, the voice inside your head. And that's when I parted ways with them, and they went on their own accord. Ever since, they have performed their own will. Everything that has happened here today is their doing.
Which settles one thing.
And what is that?
You have to be the one to end it.
I absolutely do not.
Lydia is right. You created this trouble, and you're going to finish it.
I'm rather preoccupied at the moment.
You're playing a game of chess.
Your point being?
Lydia, I think you might want to reconsider your statement.
Why is that?
Look at the chess piece.
Oh, that's Casper. Violet, Gibbons, Voltazor, you, me, the Professor. What's going on?
They're us. We're the pawns in this game, and the Flickerer is placing Exodus and Genesis in the seat of the players. They have to decide the outcome.
It's true, I'm sorry.
Oh, can't you stop it?
If I do, both Exodus and I will cease to be.
We may as well bring him in here where we can hide him.
I thought the shop burned down.
I told you, we travelled back in time. This is before everything happened. Before the whole fiasco with the opening gateway, before Exodus and Genesis attempted to wage war on Earth, and before the Clockmaker attempted to rewrite history.
What was that last one?
Too complex to explain. Oh dear.
You look like you've just seen a ghost.
You could say that. A terrible force has struck me.
Yes? Go on, what is it?
You know how Oliver Capel went missing all those nights ago and nobody knows what happened to him?
Yes?
I think we've just become a part of history. We're the ones who've potentially kidnapped him.
Oh, right.
Which means one thing.
You're not suggesting what I think you are you?
I think I might be. We have to steal the glam gizmo, but we can't do it alone.
Is this even a good idea in the first place?
Think about it. If we take the gizmo, we know it's in safe hands. Everything will be fine.
Will it?
I have a plan.
Gibbons? Gibbons, where are you?
Right here, Casper. Are you okay?
Oh, fine. Gee, I thought we were left dead back there.
Well, whatever that place was, it was playing tricks on us.
What happened to the shop?
Someone must have been here and caused a right mess. Oh, look at all my books that I arranged. Burnt to a crisp.
What's happening to the clock?
It's violent. What are you doing?
Gibbons? Casper? Are you there?
Yes! Yes, we're both here! Where are you?
I'm in the bookshop, in the past, and I need your help.
Oh, it's the shop! Oh, it's okay!
Ah, you made it! Fantastic! Unfortunately, this is in the past, Gibbons, so I cannot guarantee the safety of your books.
Oh.
They still can't see me, but tell them what must be done.
So, I have brought you to the past using the professor's old grandfather clock for an important task.
And what might that be?
We're existing in a version of the past before everything we've known has really occurred. We need to break into the research facility where the Capel machine was devised and steal it. But I can't do it alone.
Yep, she's gone mad.
Gibbons, this is important. By doing this, you're doing something very important. We become part of history. It's because of me that Oliver Capel disappeared in the first place.
So whatever happened to him?
That part, I don't know. History is happening all around us, but evidently, I'm sure it will reveal itself in due time.
This could be the catalyst for one great big paradox.
It's exactly what the professor would do, isn't it?
You know better than I would.
He would want us to trust our instincts. Come on, you two. We just need to try. We might not know what the definitive outcome is, but we know we're doing something good.
All right. Where do we go?
This is the research facility. It's based out in Collingwood, near the train station. We can access the security door from behind in this alleyway.
Do you think they're going to work it out?
Fat chance.
Casper and Gibbons are clever. Between them and Violet, I'm sure they know what they're doing.
What happened to the chessboard?
Perhaps our Overwatcher doesn't want us to intervene any further.
Hello? Is there anybody there?
Oh, I thought we got rid of him.
It seems all those inherent celestial powers have been put in one place.
So the mortal people can get on with it.
Without our assistance.
That seems a bit unfair, doesn't it?
Well, it's not like the celestial beings are native to Earth anyway.
What happens to us, though, when this is all done?
Oh, no. Not you.
Sorry to be the bringer of burdens. It's only me, I can assure you.
What are you doing?
Checking in on you lot, as I should. I've got you right where I want you.
And would you care to share with us where that might be?
Has it really been that long since you've stepped into the game room?
Not really.
That's rich, coming from a loose cannon.
Will you be quiet?
Ladies, ladies, please! reality is literally on the brink of disaster, and all you can do is squabble?
That's easy for you to say. As far as the record goes, you're a complete misfit among our people.
None of you have figured it out yet.
Figured out what?
Consider everybody who is here right now. Genesis, Exodus, Wally, yourself, and I. What do we all have in common?
Yes, we're all from the Celestial Realm. What of it?
Now consider who's toying and tinkering away.
He's suggesting whoever is in charge of this ruse wants to execute all celestial intervention.
But why, though? What have we ever done to be pushed away from the physical world so far?
Do I need to repeat myself?
I think we might be partially to blame.
Exodus, this is not the time.
What do you mean?
They can't find me in here as long as I keep quiet.
Is that so?
Oh, Baltazar. What a pleasant surprise.
It's a pleasure to finally meet you.
How can I be of assistance?
I believe there is something in your possession that could be of a great value to me.
And what might that be? Is it meat that you're after? I'm a butcher and I have plenty of it.
The creature that lives in your basement. Do you own it?
She is not owned by anybody. What about your friend, though? What happened to the resurrection blade?
What are you on about?
Oh, yes. I know all about that.
Stop talking! You don't know what you're going on about, sir.
Why do you want to change?
You have the ability to return somebody back to their proper state. Hasn't it gone through your mind why I've persuaded you to come with me?
You want me to make you human again, don't you?
If you can make it happen, I will be forever in your debt.
Is that so? Is that what your version of immortality looks like?
Look at me. I wear scales for skin. I just want to be normal person.
Is that everything you want?
There's one other thing you can do. The individual who did this to me, I remember his name. I remember what he looks like.
I can't hurt anybody. That's not what I was designed to do.
Yet, in your objectified form, you are a blade. Isn't that an oxymoron? If I ever heard one.
Do you want to be human or not?
Give it to me.
I can breathe. I can talk. I'm me again.
Not for long.
I'm turning back. I don't want to be this way. Change me back.
Why do you want to change?
I used to be a different man once. And then the clockmaker changed me into what I am.
The clockmaker that you know is dead.
But his sins live on. I am his sin.
What do you want me to do?
Make me human again. I'm tired. I don't want to fight anymore.
Let me see what body parts I have.
Oh, excellent. You are doing a great service to me. In the meantime, I want to pay a visit to this mistress of yours.
At the fall of the war between the Celestials and Elementals in our universe, both Genesis and I spread across reality. But out of all our thwarts against each other, we came to one agreement.
And what might that be?
In our 1,000 years dwelling on Earth, we planted something that would act as an insurance, or if we ever completely disappeared for any reason.
The Child of the Eternals, yes, we know!
The child was not our doing. That was our old friend, the Professor.
Exodus and I existing for so long, fighting against each other, created something wonderfully terrifying.
Our presence rubbing off on one another created a creature of interstitial properties. Our guardian and our child at the same time.
What are you suggesting?
We're suggesting that something down there right now is waiting for us to come back, and it will act on our command when we ask it.
That used to be the way. Now it's probably grown up and has its own idea of power and authority.
Why do you both have to be so cryptic? What is it about this thing that we cannot know that you can't just tell us?
The creature has been living under your nose this whole time. Stuck in human form, but it's now probably realized its truer abilities and potential, and is waking.
Then just tell me, who is it?
She wouldn't even know it herself until it's too late. But for so long, she's been attempting to stretch beyond her human binding. The Flickerer tried to take over them once before, but obviously failed. Who knows what will happen if they try again? The creature is Yodelin.
Just the final stitches, and we're complete. Welcome to the mortal realm.
I can feel my hands and fingers, my feet and arms and ears and nose.
How do you feel?
This is the best I have ever felt.
It may take a moment to coordinate each body part individually. There's several donors you have that make up your body.
I'll get used to it in time. Don't worry.
Now then, the payment?
Name your price.
Oh, there's only one price I will claim. I think you will be more than satisfied with the task I have for you.
Task.
I need someone's body. Do you recognize this man?
Oh. What an ugly picture. And such an unlikely specimen. Yes, I do know who they are. And let me tell you, it will be my honor to bring them to you. In fact, there's one more thing you can do for me, and then I will most definitely guarantee that
I'll have this person's head on your silver platter.
What is it? What do you want from me?
The creature in your refrigerator.
What about it?
I need to see it.
I don't think that will be necessary.
Why the sudden change of heart? Surely you can show me. Oh, you don't trust me.
It's not that. It's just that you don't know what she's capable of.
How opportune.
You. What are you doing here?
I could ask you the same thing, Daniel. Nice to see you all grown up.
What part do you have in this, Baltazar?
It's thanks to my friend Grizzly here that I've been restored to my former glory.
I wouldn't call it that. You look like Frankenstein's monster all stitched up like that. You, Butcher, where is she?
You probably don't want to know.
I've traveled a very long way to get here, and you're going to tell me where she is.
Or else what?
Or else you'll meet the point of this knife.
Oh, please. Stop being such a hero.
I don't want to be a hero. I just want my wife back.
Your wife? Oh, this is delicious.
Is she there?
I don't think you should look.
Is she there?
I think you should show him, Grizzler.
Do not tell me what to do.
What are you thinking?
That tonight, we're going to score big.
Okay. Well, run me through it one more time.
The two of us go in there, we knock them both out cold, and we take the girl away with us.
Hey! What are you doing here? This is private property. What the hell are you doing with that thing? Get away now, or I'll...
He'll be awake by morning.
That gives us plenty of time.
There! She's contained.
Good.
You know, you didn't specify how big of a job this was going to be.
Oh, believe me, Mr. Winker. When I say that this is not only just the beginning, it's appalling that nobody suspected. And thanks to you, Wally, now we know. There's no need for panic. You're safe.
What are you going to do with me?
My dear, I don't have to do a thing. You are embroiled in the tapestry of the universe. You are older than you even know. When were you born? Where did you go to school? How old were you when you met dear old Daniel?
What? No!
This isn't your real form.
What is this feeling?
I'm afraid it's too late. Your words are numbered. Better use them wisely.
Daniel, is that you? Don't look at me. I don't want you to see me like this.
Yodelin, what did they do to you?
It's more of a case of what we let her do. She's been released from her earthly bonds and is in her true form now.
She's still my wife.
Daniel, Why didn't you come sooner? Come here, Daniel. I want to give you a great big hug.
Now things will finally get interesting.
There it is.
How do you suppose we get in?
I guess we wait.
Look for anything inconspicuous.
What?
Who do you keep talking to?
It's...
Don't say anything.
It's nothing. I'm just thinking out loud.
That was definitely something. I feel like we should be worried. I mean, I'm worried. Are you two?
It must mean something.
It does. And the sooner you can get inside, the better.
What do you suppose we do?
I can't do this anymore, Professor. This is too much. We're experimenting with things that shouldn't be tampered with.
No way.
It can't be.
It is.
Professor?
Wait, how is he here?
Professor, we are on the brink of discovery. Right now, we could almost touch the alien sand, and I need you to be there every step of the way.
What if I don't want to be? What if maybe, just maybe, we've finally gone too far? What happens then, What are the consequences of our actions?
We cannot afford to stop now. Think about how much we've sacrificed to get here. Are you willing to put all that on the line?
Why pick me, though? Why bother me when you can pick any other professor across the multiverse? What's so special about me that I need to be the one guilty of the crimes we're about to commit?
Oh, you really don't see it, do you? It's this universe. This is the one that anchors as the point of reason and events, both past and present.
Aren't we going to draw attention to ourselves? We're already doing enough carnage by interacting. You're a version of me from another universe plotting to infest this one with all kinds of monsters.
The Celestial Order can stretch me on the neutron rack if they like, but when our work is done, they won't be able to fix a thing.
This machine that you've created?
Excuse me. We made it together.
I have no part in this.
Says the Celestial Being who is getting involved in events.
You forced me into this. I had no choice.
Oh, come on. We're the same person. You could have said no if you really liked.
You would have killed me?
Yeah, you know me too well.
We're going to get caught, I can smell it.
Is this our chance?
I think we've got no other choice.
Wait, what?
Ha! Stay right where you are.
And who on earth are you?
I'm...
Go on, just tell them.
I'm Professor Paradox. And I've been sent across the dimensional plane to put a stop to your ruse.
Good work.
You see, I told you they would find us. The Celestial Order are clever. We can't take them for fools, and their grand plan was to send another version of ourselves to stop us.
That's right. And I know they won't be pleased when they find out two of the same celestial being are up to no good, skulking about in the same universe.
Oh, why do you lot always have to spoil everything? I've put so much work into this project.
Well, your days are over.
And who are you to tell me otherwise?
I'm Exodus Chaos, and this is my best enemy, Genesis Serenity.
Yeah, that is I.
We've combined forces to put a stop to all this rubbish.
Really? Three of you? I never knew the Order was so desperate.
Okay, I confess, I want no part of this.
You still went along with him. Why?
I was forced. This version of the Professor has come from another universe to take control of mine. Thank you very much.
Well, we certainly won't be having that.
Ask him where the machine is. Maybe that can get us closer.
Take us to the probability engine.
How do you know what that abomination is called?
The same machine exists in my universe, and I have seen the treachery it has caused. I don't want the same thing to happen to you.
Good improvising.
Thanks.
Okay. We'll take you to the machine. On the one condition that you mustn't touch. No touching.
Consider yourselves lucky.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
What is it doing?
Oh, explain to them, Professor.
It's gaining consciousness. Slowly but surely scanning all corners of the dark dimensions. Acting as a beacon on the other side. Singing a wicked song to the horde of travesties. Saying, come to me. Hear my call. Come inside.
Why call it a dark dimension?
It's a universe void of any goodness, where threats are born, where monsters are made.
He's talking about a place that's void of the celestial realm, in a time and domain where the war was lost. The Celestials became desperate in the last days of the war and ascended to a state of being that was beyond any powers that anybody should harness. Powers full of dark magic.
Can you hear them? Can you hear their calls? They're approaching. Faster and faster, and out of the shadows they will emerge.
The Adaxis.
What?
The Adaxis are what my people became, but I escaped very narrowly.
Who did you bring with you?
Nobody came with us.
Stop right there. My name is Professor Paradox, and by the order of the Celestial Realm, I am here to put a stop to your interstitial games of horror.
It would seem, Professor, that you're about to meet your own match.
Who's that?
If I ever told you, it might just destroy you.
Whatever abomination you're responsible for, it needs to be stopped. The interdimensional readings in this universe are jumping off the scale at cosmic proportions.
What do we do?
Stay very still. Keep to the shadows. Under the name of the Order, both of you are under arrest for celestial intervention and will be banished to the temporal prisons.
Listen to him waffle. I can see right through you and your alibi. You're not representing anybody. Your people are dead. Don't think for a second I've scanned across your universe. I know what happened in your version of events. Maybe you could learn from me and my universe.
If I could learn anything from you, it would be to learn to minimize my pomposity.
All this was his idea. He knew everything that the probability engine could do before he created it. He's been overlooking every universe for so long that he's seen how events have played out and used that as his blueprint for this master plan and thus cancels out the past, replacing himself in it.
So the Professor created the probability engine because he saw the Professor create the probability engine.
Emphasis on paradox.
Who's there?
Keep your voices down.
Do you really think I'm going to wait around for you to pardon me while I do the honors? You're dead to me, Professor. Long live the Dark Dimension. Professor. Or do I call you Professor Two? Get back in your dimension now, right where you belong.
You get back from him!
You brute!
Oh, get away, Professor!
What are you doing?
Saving you!
Get off me!
No!
Farewell!
Gibbons!
To get out of here before we're swallowed up too.
Where will you take me?
I haven't figured that out yet.
Professor.
Who's there? Who is that?
You must follow what I say. Look after him. He needs your protection.
But how can I trust you?
No, in good time.
Come on, Professor. Let's take you home. Professor!
What's happening to me? What's going on? Why am I feeling cold?
There must be something you can do for him.
There is one thing. When a celestial being is mortally wounded, they can restore their life by removing their interstitial properties. The professor has to become human.
Will it be safe?
It's the only way.
Then go. Do what you need to do.
I don't know who you are, but thank you.
You're very welcome, Tom Denham.
What did you call me? Tom Denham. Tom Denham. I must remember that.
Where am I?
If I'm lucky, this is your version of Celestial Avenue, the bookshop you call home.
Oh, you're right. What's going to happen to me?
Don't worry, you're going to be safe. The process has begun. You're slowly becoming human. Soon you'll be released from your celestial bonds. We'll meet again one day, Professor. But for now, live another life. Live a simple, enjoyable life.
You brute! You imbecile! You ruined my plan!
I ensured history stays put!
What do you mean?
I'm from the future. I've seen everything happen. I just made sure nothing happened differently.
So this was always bound to happen.
I'm afraid so, Professor. And you're the only one to blame.
Why you? Of all people, why would you do this?
I stand by my master's word. I was the one always left to look after the shop. I knew my time would come.
Yodelin is still out there. We need to save her.
She's beyond saving. She's not of this world. She never was.
How long do you suppose she'll remain in her earthly form?
I'm afraid, if my senses tell me, the process has already begun.
Then what do you propose we do? I, for one, suggest we can hang around here all day.
It seems we're not doing much else.
Perhaps this is how we exist from now on.
What do you mean?
The Flickerer obviously wants us out of the way. Maybe this is life as we know it here on in.
You know what? I don't buy you, Professor. My version of the Professor was always assuring, fought for good, never gave up. For some reason, I don't feel comfortable around you.
Is that your celestial sense tingling?
I think Lydia is right. There's something not quite right about you. Who are you? I've known the Professor in their many forms, and I've never known you.
And why are you taking his name?
Oh, it was fun while it lasted. I knew I had to keep a pair of eyes down here.
I never left you in the first place. Uncanny, ain't it?
So you were always here, Flickerer.
I am everywhere. When are you getting gonna get that through your heads, you thick-headed celestials!
We can't let you get away with this!
Oh, just try and stop me! I'm begging on my knees!
What would the professor do? Aha!
What was it?
Clockmaker, don't you recognize this place? We're still in the metaverse! The way the world moves outside, if you look hard enough, you can see right through everything. You and I can see it because of our celestial properties.
I sense it too.
So can I.
You, yes, you, listening right now. If you're listening to this podcast right now, pause it, turn it off, never play it again so the Flickerer can never exist.
What will happen to us?
I assume we are the sacrifice.
Don't you feel it? Can't you see anything? We exist as a complicated collection of waveforms forever spiraling through the metaverse from ear to ear. Only a select few will hear this.
They won't be able to do anything.
It's worth a try.
Psst. Can you hear me? Yes, you listening. We need your help. What I need you to do is close your eyes tight, do your best to picture us, gather a feeling of everything happening all at once. Lydia, Clockmaker, Exodus and me. But whatever you do, don't picture the Flickerer. Defeat them while you can. Block them out of your mind.
You cannot defeat me!
Yes, but we can destroy this domain.
A stale, grey, empty room by the looks of it.
And what of the Flickerer?
Gone by the sounds of it. We destroyed it with its own desire.
Any reason as to why then we've materialized here?
Don't you get it, you fool. They've snatched us. We've lost.
I wouldn't give up so quickly.
Then why lock us in a room with no doors and windows?
If they wanted us gone, they would have killed us. Have you not considered that?
The Clockmaker does make a point.
Then what do we do?
That creature that you're both responsible for, you have to end it.
Is death really the final solution?
It has to be.
Either that, or your precious universe gets consumed.
Maybe. This is the fate of the world.
What?
You fool. You do realize what we have to do.
I'm sorry, but my lack of other words probably suggests otherwise.
This is what we've been leading up to. You and I. Constantly intertwined with each other's battles. There's only one way we can end this.
You're right.
What are you two doing?
This is what we've been called to do since we were conceived.
Dark and light came into this state of being together. And now they will leave together.
What have you become?
I am our Genesis.
And I am our Exodus.
We have ascended to an existence beyond your comprehension.
There is no afterlife. There is only the eternal realm.
That's what happens to all of us when we depart the physical realm.
What about me? You can't leave me here.
You're changing, Clockmaker. The clock is ticking back for you.
You will reverse into the being you should be. The universe doesn't need a Clockmaker.
So that's how the cogs grind. I always wondered what made him tick. I have a question.
Ask away and I will do my best to answer.
In your universe, considering events panned out differently to mine, who won?
Ah, Wouldn't that be telling?
Who won?
Neither of us did. We were stopped in our tracks by the agents of a celestial intervention. We were transported back to the realm and confined to the cloister dungeon. When I found the gateway to your universe, I had just completed my parole.
And me?
Let's say you cleared your parole as well, moved away from it all, and became an ember farmer.
Is that really what happened?
No. But wouldn't that be nice? But we have a chance now to combine forces, to become the true being that we were supposed to be. The chemical reaction of the experiment that we became.
And what is that?
Take my hand, Exodus.
It feels strange.
But isn't it good?
Somebody there?
This way.
I'm not following what happened.
Well, exploding into a mass of cogs and gears, led to leave the reality you were in, does suggest a few things.
But I knew my predecessor was not by any definition good. I tried to fix that. Did I do right?
Your ancestor was a meddling fool who delighted in changing timelines as well as reality itself. We spend so much time creating the rich tapestry of events, and your other self went and found it up. And did you live up to his expectations?
I don't know. But what happens now? Obviously, I've been removed from reality for a reason.
Well, to begin with, that's very valuable.
Where is this place exactly?
My dear, this is the Elven Realm. And this is where divine interventions occur. We're watching events down there, and we deemed it best that we removed you.
I failed.
No, you didn't. You've spent so much time being the clockmaker. You've forgotten who you're really supposed to be. In one reality, Casper is your past. But in this version of events, that's not quite as true.
What do you mean?
That nasty explosion you caused bends reality so much that you are now different people. Casper has a whole new future, and you have a whole new past. Now, don't you want to explore that?
I'm scared.
And I think that's the first time you've ever admitted that to yourself.
Are you going to put me back?
Yes, but you won't have your powers. You will be reborn.
Who are you?
That would be tough.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
Let's say one day in another reality, the clockmaker made a choice. One that would not only benefit him, but the safety of all future events and people around him. You are still the clockmaker, and you still meddled. But what if the clockmaker turned down its weight completely and didn't give in to temptation? That's who I am.
Where are the others?
We can't worry about them. It might be all that's left.
What on earth happened here?
happened. It's finally happened.
This is your doing. What happened to you? Your voice doesn't match your body at all.
It was all thanks to my good friend Grizzla. He was able to make the perfect body to suit me.
I doubt that you ever were by nature.
This is the future. Oh no!
Is that what I think it is?
I absolutely know what that is.
Is that Yodelin?
That monstrosity is Yodelin!
It was. That was its disguise. It sweet-talked all of us into believing it was human for too long. So much so that it got lost in the very idea.
Stop!
Holy hell.
Relax. I've got this. You have to stop. All of this is bad. We don't want you to hurt anybody else.
Use.
I've got one more trick up my sleeve. I summon thee. I summon all of thee. We must unite. We must combine.
You're floating.
Good luck, Violet.
You have to hold on, but when I say let go, let go.
Concentrate. We must invade her mind. All of us together.
Let's go, Violet.
Now!
What's happening to me?
Everything is going to be okay.
What have I become?
This is always what you are.
You created such a great cover story that you believed it yourself.
So much so that it just quite possibly became real.
How did I let myself get this way?
Don't worry.
We're taking control. You can rest in peace.
I think we have one more thing for you, Baltazar.
Oh, what are you doing? Stop! Stop it! Don't change me back! I want to...
You can't hurt us anymore.
I want to be as human again.
Wherever you go, you sly, benevolent nature always goes with you. It makes sense why you always return to your reptile form.
Damn you all! I'll get you one day for this. Just your way.
Yodelin!
Everyone, quick! Yodelin's still breathing, but she's unconscious.
The monster in her is defeated. She's back to the way she was.
Will she be okay?
I don't know, but she will have to be looked after.
Violet, what was that that you did?
All 26 versions of me forged together. I just needed some time to gather control of it. And with all our minds together, we attempted to change her instinct. To good.
Did it work?
I think it's rather telling that she decided to change back to her former self.
Genesis, what happened to you?
Both Exodus and I have ascended to the Eternal Realm.
We exist as the same being in perfect harmony.
Thank you. Thank you both for helping.
Don't mention it.
We couldn't abandon this universe altogether.
Well now, what shall we do?
Hmm.
How's the shop looking, Wally?
Finished, both inside and out.
I think the new name is very fitting.
Gibbon's Guild has quite a nice ring to it, wouldn't you agree? And I'm sure he would be proud.
Yeah, he would be. He took great pride in the shop, from what I've been told.
Oh, we must be off. The others are already inside waiting for us.
Casper, you made it.
I wouldn't miss this, not for the world. I may not remember this life in its complete form, but that doesn't mean it's any less important.
I appreciate the old familiar face.
I'm glad I could bring you both here. I wanted to talk to you.
Yes, we figured, judging the circumstances.
I want you to tell me everything that happened, where you went, and what was the outcome. And before you ask any further, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
We went back in time, thanks to the professor's old grandfather clock. Back to when the probability engine was conceived.
And to our discovery. We found out that the machine was built by two versions of the professor. One of them we know better as Max. The other was an imposter. A professor from another universe where he is not who he says he is morally. And it was Gibbons who took his life to save us from his potential future wrath.
Both of them landed in the dark dimension, where the other professor we know came from.
And we carried out the responsibility of dispersing the pieces of the probability engine in the best hiding places.
And so, where did the real one go?
Right here.
I see. Wally, do you have that hammer of mine?
Oh, right here, Lydia. But, what are you going to do? With it.
You destroyed it!
This machine has caused so much trouble for everybody here. It should never have existed in the first place. So now, it shall end. And you're all here to witness it.
Oh my. It's over. It's finally over. This machine was the cause of my madness. And now I can be free.
You know, Wally, there's a vacancy at an old shop I know.
You want me to take over?
If you like.
Well, it's a nice gesture and all, but,
Wally, will you watch over Yodelin for me?
You don't have to worry about me that much.
Yodelin! You're okay!
Thank you for saving me.
Well, that dastardly butcher did to you was horrible.
It's like everything has gone back to normal. Well, mostly. Daniel died long ago. The version of Daniel you saw was a life support. A second chance. And I'm glad I got to spend borrowed time that I didn't deserve.
What are you going to do now?
Well, I've still got a column to write in my food critic editorial. I'm sure that can give me a name.
No more monsters?
No more monsters. For a long time, I've been looking forward to living a normal life. What about you, Lydia?
I feel as though I have a calling back home. Now, I've partially enjoyed my extended vacation on Earth, but I have dream weaving and tapestry writing to do back in the celestial realm.
Will we see you again?
Who knows?
Asper, what are you thinking?
It's opportune that we met up today. I didn't realize this whole life that I hadn't lived. It made me think about a lot of things. I felt like I haven't lived properly yet. So I've decided to make some changes. I'm taking my amphibious and rainforest research to Darwin. I've been invited to a facility there where they've promised me a home, good raise, and promising studies. I think it's time I took an opportunity like that.
Of course, Casper. I thought I was dead to the world, and then my life was restored. I can totally understand.
And my life turned upside down. I had no opportunity to catch a break. And now I do. We all do.
Who knows what this other Casper would have been like?
Oh, my dears, look at you. You're all so grown up. Oh, the things you'll do. Until next time!
Well, that's that then.
Thank you for doing this, Wally.
If it's anything I can do to restore the memory of a hero, then the pleasure is mine.
By the way, that grandfather clock. Do either of you know where it went?
I didn't know it disappeared.
Well. Perhaps it went with the wreckage. Well, go well.
Goodbye, Wally. Do good things, won't you?
So, Darwin.
One new big adventure.
You could definitely say that. Were monsters not enough for you?
I think I can safely say the three of us have had our fair share of monsters for one day.
Oh, come here, Casper.
I know you don't remember everything that the past version of Casper does, but those memories are still with me, and you're the closest thing I can think.
Thanks, Yodeler.
You'll do great things, I'm sure.
I certainly hope so.
I wasn't ready to say goodbye to you, Yodeler.
Oh, Violet, I'm just glad to see you safe and walking. The last time I saw you, you were a part of Mandrake. I'm glad I got to see the real you again.
I'll miss you.
Who says that this is goodbye?
I guess neither of us plan to return.
Let's call it see you later.
Do you have anywhere to go?
I do have an old barn in the middle of nowhere. But I have an apartment nearby. I think the lease is still in my name.
Look after yourself, Yodeling.
And to you too.
What's that?
You think you could have gotten rid of me that easily?
Professor!
Well done on saving everybody. I knew I could rely on you.
How? What?
A little surge of psychic energy that you gave the creature, plus the eternal force made up by Genesis and Exodus, enough boost for me to come back, retrieve my clock, Bob's your uncle, here I am.
So, what happens now?
Well, it just so happens that I have the key to crossing the dimensional plane, to jump from one universe to the next, and an agenda to sort out trouble.
What kind of trouble?
This is only one universe. Imagine what's going on in the others. I'll need some help, though.
You want me to come with you?
If you like.
Then what are we waiting for? We've got work to do.